bound by wild desire. I fell into a ring of fire.
Podcast 148, Tom Torero. This one's called Dirty Little Secret. That's right, my friend. I know your secret. That scared the fuck out of you, didn't it? No, it's not about your secrets. It's about her secrets. The world of female secrets. What they hide from you. What they hide from guys in their lives. Girls in their lives. Even what they hide from themselves. The weird and wonderful sexual secrets of women. Anyway, you day game degenerates, I hope you are well. I'm a little bit coldy after consecutive nights of drinking, basically. I did my number farming in the Baltics, then I did all my dating, and that meant drinking back to back. And when you're over 30 or when you're over 35, you feel it. I'm an old bugger, so I'm recovering. I'm back in Poland anyway. I've crossed the Baltic border back into sunny Poland. It's been a torrent of spring, as Hemingway would say. The floodgates have opened, and it's gone from around 0 degrees centigrade during the day to plus 20, and that's just in a matter of days, and it's magical. The day game season is certainly here. Skin is showing, girls are out and about looking all fertile and bubbly, and magically they're single. Those winter boyfriends have disappeared. So if you're in Europe, the day game season has officially begun. There's people out and about everywhere. So you are now spoilt for choice. Some housekeeping before we dive into today's podcast. If you want a free copy of my PDF, How to Flirt with Girls, let's say you're getting ready for jumping into day game this year and you need some spikes, some cocky funny push-pull lines to get you going, to break rapport, very useful for stacking and vibing, then if you go to my last YouTube video, the one before this, it's called How to Raise Her Buying Temperature, there's a link under that video which takes you to a free PDF. There's no strings attached, you don't need to put in an email, it's not some spammy shit. That book's been out there for ages and it's been pirated anyway, but yeah, it kind of goes with that video, but it's useful for getting started this year. The 10-10 challenge, my annual 10-10 challenge I've been doing for, I don't know, 5-6 years now, where you go out for 10 days in a row and you do 10 approaches per day. I will launch that in the next few days. I'm a few weeks behind this year because of the van, but it's coming. That's what she said, it's coming. What else? Yeah, on the blog, there's lots of filthy stories, not from me, but from guys all over the world sending me their filthy secret society lover fast sex day game stories. Now, most of them are same day lays, but they don't need to be. So you can send me some of your dirty little day game secret stories. No fisherman's tales, please. I've had some funny emails of guys saying they went out for 5 days and got 10 same day lays. Or they fucked a girl within 5 seconds of meeting her in a supermarket. And look, it's not a dick measuring competition. If you do a lot of day game and dating, you can tell what stories are likely or less likely, let's say. So, yeah, they don't need to be same day lays, but any day game lay story where it's been secret society-ish and it's been under the radar and it involves girls' dirty little secrets, anything that's inspiring and that motivates, send it to me, tom@tomtorero.com. And of course I won't publish your email address. I can change your name if you want. I can change the location if you want, but we'll keep the story as it is. And the best ones, like I've said before, I will put in my new paperback book, Below the Belt, which is exactly on all this stuff today. Girls' Dirty Little Secrets. Now, hopefully you've heard podcast 52. That was the one on secret society. So if you're new to day game and all this stuff and you don't really understand why girls have lovers and boyfriends or husbands, then listen to that podcast. That's the biology of it. But today, we're being inspired by something you might remember called Post Secret. This blog, I think it's a website, it's probably all over Facebook and Instagram now. I know the guy who founded it, Frank Warren, he gave talks. And he's this very vanilla, bland, married guy, bless him, called Frank Warren. And he started this thing where people would mail him, mostly in America, but then global, anonymous secrets on the back of a postcard, right? And they just wouldn't put their name, they'd just mail it to his mailbox. And then that gave him the permission to publish them. And a lot of them are predictable. Some of them you think, well, they're made up. But the sexual ones were always the most interesting, a bit like Nancy Friday's My Secret Garden, because in this very politically correct culture, these secrets shone like lighthouse beacons of human biological truths. I loved the humanity in them because they were raw, they were gross, they were disgusting, they were degenerate, as Squares might say, but they were honest. And if you have a lot of sex, if you do a lot of day game and dating, and you're a dirty bastard, you see these secrets and you go, yeah, I've met many a girl who has that kind of secret, or I slept with a girl who has that kind of secret. So by all means, look through them. You have to wade through a lot of odd ones. I think, here's a funny aside, I think Frank Warren started that whole thing to get his own sexual kicks. Now, I could be wrong. You know, he's a married family man, but it's always the straight-laced ones with the kinkiest habits, I find. Yeah, so why did he initially want women to send him secrets? Probably for sexual pleasures. I've jotted a few of them down. Just, I did a very quick search, closing my porn browsers, obviously, and opening up Post Secret, finding some sexual ones. And this is just a taste of what you get. One says, I'm a Christian girl saving herself for marriage who has a bondage fetish. And most postcards are decorated, so you know there's some kinky stuff on the postcard. So there you go, Christian girl with a bondage fetish. Surprise, surprise. Another woman sent in one that says, I get turned on being patted down at the airport. That's probably a very common sexual fetish. Another one says, I consider myself a straight woman, but I love to masturbate to the Victoria's Secret catalogue. Again, women's sexuality, nice and fluid. Like bendy spaghetti, you know, just because she says she's straight. She's probably kissed her best friend, you know, what's the statistic? Pulled out of someone's ass. A third of women, straight women, have had sex or fooled around with another woman, right? It's different from the binary kind of thing with guys. So again, just because she says she's straight or she's only interested in men, you don't know what she's experimented with in terms of her sex life with girls. Another one says, he spent 30 seconds addressing my issue. Oh, this was on a plumbing receipt, so some woman had called around a guy, you know, to help her with her plumbing. He spent 30 seconds addressing the issue. We spent the next 30 minutes having sex. So there you go, secret society sex. One woman says, whenever I shake hands, I am picturing the person naked and wondering how they'd be in the sack. So there you go. A bit like My Secret Garden by Nancy Friday, what really goes on inside women's brains. Another girl with a picture of a wedding says, I've become the Madonna. Sometimes I wish being the whore. So she's expressing what we know, this dual mating strategy. Women often are not consciously aware of it, but at times they glimpse it and they write it down or they confess it, whatever. And the last one I've written down says, I fantasize about having sex with my doctor on his exam table. Of course, that's very common with their professors, with their boss, etc., etc., etc. It might remind you, if you're a bit older like me, of that movie from the late 80s called Sex, Lies and Videotape. It's a very good indie movie about human neurosis and human sexuality. That's quite a quirky movie. Or a bit more recently, Secret Diary of a Call Girl, which was a TV show based on a London blogger who was eventually outed, called Belle du Jour. you know, professional woman by day, kinky dominatrix, and a woman who loved casual sex by night. Now, the other one that I often recommend, Nymphomaniac, the movie, parts one and part two. Many guys often say, Tom, why do you recommend that? I don't get it. What's the learning lessons from watching Lars von Trier, I think you say, Nymphomaniac, part one and two? I'd still say watch it, because A, it's fun when the White Knight, the main character in the movie, or the male main character in the movie, gets his comeuppance at the end. Watch it right to the end of part two, because I promise you, the White Knight does get his comeuppance. So it's very sexually true. It's very sexually honest, a bit like me nagging you to watch the original Michael Caine version of the film Alfie, A-L-F-I-E. Watch that today. My favourite film probably of all time, because it's so honest about the human condition when it comes to sex and lovers and providers and women's dirty little secrets. The whole movie is about married women, women with boyfriends, fiancés, what the woman does in her lunch break, what the woman does in the car behind the, you know, behind the back roads, whatever. It's true. And again, if you've done enough day game, if you've slept with enough women, if you've been the lover, you'll nod all the way through that film. And you'll nod at the difficult times as well, because of course there's casual sex, but there's difficult decisions about giving up that girl that you particularly like, or turning down affection when a girl says, oh, just give up everything and let's have a relationship and move in with me. And you have to say, no. Do you know what? I'm going to keep being the bachelor. And it's tough. Sometimes it's tough. That's the price you pay for your freedom. But anyway, the reality of girls' sex lives, and the most straight-laced girls, the girls that you wouldn't expect. Now, forgive this little discretion, little diversion, but the former love life of your mum, or the former love life of your aunt or your gran, sounds a bit weird, I know, you don't need to imagine it, but at times I've got drunk with my aunt. She lives in America and we share a bottle of whiskey, and growing up you just think of your aunt as obviously very straight-laced, very normal, married, etc., etc. But she told me tales of being a teenage girl and then a girl in her 20s in Prague and Moscow, and some of the debaucherous things she did and some of the things my dad did. And the next morning she can't remember with me, because that was the whiskey talking. But you see that person in a different light. It makes them more human. Again, that's why I like the film Nymphomaniac, because it makes women more human, takes them off the pedestal. I've said before, stop thinking them of as fragile angels that need saving. All right, stop dividing them into this stupid pickup binary thing of good girls and bad girls, and not all girls are like that, and oh, she's just a slut, or high quality girls, all this crap. Okay, humans are humans. And the exercise that I want you to do right now, the most useful one, the most practical one probably in this podcast, is to take a thought. And you don't need to tell me, you don't need to email me, you don't need to say it out loud, you never have to tell anyone. But think right now of your weird, fucked up fantasies. The weird porn you've watched, the weird things you imagine, the weird things that turn you on. Oh, I don't think, shut up, right? Just, you don't need to tell anyone, but it's in your head. And now realize that everyone else walking around you has maybe not the same fantasies and fetishes and desires and secrets, but they have their own set of these in their head, okay? Their own experiences. Think of, make it a bit wider, think of the fucked up things you do when you're alone, your guilty pleasures in the dark. Think of your addictions. Think of things you've done, and you'll never tell anyone, right? These things are in your past. They really are secrets. Now, again, we're not really interested in yours. The exercise here is to go to somewhere like a mall or a train station or a busy street and look at the people going past, particularly girls, but look at old ladies, look at guys, look at that vicar on his bicycle, okay? And now realize that those people have the same subset, different ones, but they in their brain they have secrets, things they've done, weird habits that they do when they're on their own that you'll never see, weird addictions that you don't admit to anyone, that they will never admit to anyone, okay? And this is what makes us human, all right? So that's step one, to realize that it's not binary, okay? With girls or with guys, but let's keep it with girls because this is where it gets spicy. This is where the secret society kicks in, okay? And if you're a day gamer, if you've had a lot of lays, there are certain girls when the light bulb goes on and you lose a bit more of your Disney innocence, and that girl does something with you or tells you something she's done which really changes your view forever. And one was a few years ago for me in Riga, a place I've recently just been to in the van in Latvia, and it was a girl who I had a few dates with. I didn't end up actually getting the notch with her, but I did many kinky things with her, and she would often come and see me during the day, and it was hot and cold, you know, and lots of token LMR. And eventually she said, look, I'm engaged and my boyfriend's just around the corner in that coffee shop, that's where he works. And she was, you know, a few hundred meters away in my apartment, and she'd sit on the window ledge and we could almost see his cafe, and she would give me a hand job, she'd give me a blow job, I'd do all sorts of things to her. She loved a bit of domination, and now I see photos of them obviously on Facebook. So she's married, and again, some of you guys will go, well, she's just a slut, she's just a bad girl, we must find girls that would never do that. Well, I can assure you, right, she was and she is a very sweet, nice, educated, kind girl, but she, for whatever reason, liked a bit of the old bad boy. Well, not for whatever reason, we know the reason, okay? And I don't judge her for that. Being non-judgmental, that is key for being a player. Girls won't do these things with you or admit to doing other things if you're judgmental. And it's amazing how many guys online in the pickup world are very judgmental of women, and the whole dividing them into good and bad is judgmental. All right, guys are morally outraged. Weirdly, whilst trying to fuck what they call sluts, they also rage against them. Rage against girls with a piercing or a tattoo, or rage against the girl who likes Marilyn Manson or whatever. At the same time, Googling how to fuck them. All right, and getting really angry, thinking, why isn't she a slut with me? And then having a dream of marrying their perfect Asian girlfriend or Ukrainian girlfriend. I know I'm ranting, but it's ridiculous. So how many more podcasts do I have to say drop the fantasy? And that's a good example. A sweet girl who's now married. She is and she was sweet, but she was giving me a hand job. And what other sexual escapade she was on, I don't know. Recently, in a Baltic city, I banged a waitress in the van, right? And it was a good story. I've got a little video clip of me bouncing her towards the van, the van was yards away from the cafe where she worked, so we were having sex in the van after work, and it was turning her on, a, because it was in a van, which is kind of, it feels kind of risky to them, they love it, it's an adventure, but b, because she knew her place of work where I met her was opposite. And again, under the radar secret society, will she ever tell anyone about that? Probably no. But just one of hundreds of such stories, yeah? I remember another waitress in Poland I slept with. She was difficult to sleep with because of her hot and cold games. She was a big game player. But when I did sleep with her, she was like a tiger. It was ridiculous. She was wild, and she left so many scratch marks on my back, and the sex was good, but I remember it distinctly being very, very wild. She was very sexually liberated. And then she moved to another country, and since then she's been posting daily very devout evangelical Christian posts on her Facebook. Okay, whatever, believe whatever you want to believe in, post whatever you want to post. That's not what's interesting. What's interesting is, if you met her today and she gave you her Facebook, let's say she meets a guy in this new country where she is, and he adds her on Facebook, and he looks through her Facebook wall, he would say 100% this is a devout, sweet Christian girl who must not like sex. She probably never has had sex. And I smile and nod, and I think, okay, she might well be a devout evangelical Christian, but I know her secrets. And it's always fun, if you're a day gamer, to look at girls you've smashed. Look at their social media. If you've been doing it 10 years like I have, I look back and I see many of them are now married or in stable relationships. They've got kids, and they are in a different stage of their life, as I said last week. They had the lover thing with me and some other guys, and now they're going through the stable provider thing. In the future, they might go back to lover. But looking at those photos now, I look at the husband, often a sweet guy, you know, regular job, looking after the good guy. And he has no idea. There was one Portuguese girl, a Bacardi model. I write about her in Below the Belt. And I had great sex with her. She was a nymphomaniac. And another guy in the day game house in Marble Arch, my wing, I said, yeah, go for it, man. He had crazy sex with her as well, many, many times. And now she's a squeaky, clean girl, married, baby, husband would never know. So that's her dirty little secret. And it kind of just been me and the day game house guy. She admitted herself, she just loved giving blowjobs. Hallelujah, that girl should get the Nobel Peace Prize, you know, a Bacardi model who loves giving blowjobs. And her husband would never know. Let me tell you another classic slap in the face moment, you know, when you go from idealistic nice guy to wakey wakey biology. Game gives you a lot of this in Field Day Game. This was back in 2010, I think, or 2011. And I had number closed and I was dating. I hadn't slept with, that's important to note, a very pretty German catwalk model. And her full-time job was a catwalk model. So obviously I was very, very excited, thinking this is going to be amazing. You know, I'm going to sleep with a catwalk model. But again, on her social media and on the dates we went on, she seemed so bloody square. She liked painting. She liked green tea. She was a vegan. So I did the, well, she must be a high quality girl. So I did the slow dating, lots of parks and walking and holding hands and small kisses, you know, and trying to meet. Oh, I did meet her sister, and eventually, weirdly, I met her mum. And she friend-zoned me. She friend-zoned me. I never got anywhere near having sex with her other than kissing her. And when I was in the friend zone, stupidly, I would carry on seeing her sometimes for coffee, you know, hoping that she would suddenly see me as the lover. You can't go from friend to lover. You can go from lover to friend, but you can't go from friend to lover. Anyway, in those coffee sessions, she would tell me slowly, because she trusted me more, about a photographer that she fucked within 10 minutes, you know, or this businessman that she used to go and see during his lunch break in Carnaby Street. She used to go into his office and just suck him off, some married guy. Some black guy that she met who sold her fruit and veg in her part of London, and then he would smash her. Stuff like this. And it stung. It was a punch in the face. It was a slap in the face. It's horrible to hear this if you're a nice guy with purity fantasies, if you're very naive, if you divide girls into good and bad. It shattered me, but it was really, really good, because I never forgot that girl and her secrets. And I hope you don't too, yeah? If you watch Nymphomaniac, or if you watch Sex Lies and Videotape, or if you read some of those post secrets, don't forget them. So the next time you see that very sweet, angelic Mormon girl, don't forget what I just said. All right, the next time a girl tells you she's really not that interested in sex, or she's only slept with one guy, or she hasn't had sex in a few years, just stop and think about it, yeah? Her indiscretions, maybe you will never know them. Her time of the month, time in her life, but they're there, okay? They're certainly there mentally. Maybe you know the Bronte sisters. I always think of Emily Bronte, who died young. You could say very quote-unquote sweet, naive, possibly a virgin, who wrote Wuthering Heights. Now, if you read Wuthering Heights, fuck me, you get, you know, sweet boy, the lover, the provider, Heathcliff, the anti-hero, you know, passion, dominance. It's fucking wild. And then look at who wrote it. Again, dirty little secret, okay? One girl, I think I've said this before, I certainly have in a seminar, one sweet girl once told me after we'd had sex, one of her fantasies was sitting on the tube, or you Yanks say the subway, and just on her way to work, she would look at guys opposite her and imagine, it didn't matter what they looked like, young or old, she'd just imagine their dick and what it would be like to blow them. There you go, a sweet girl, yeah? One Russian girl once told me, a straight Russian girl, after we'd had sex a few times, we were talking about sexual experiences, and she said she had once gone to look at an apartment, and the woman showing her around, she was a girl showing her around, was very cute, and they're in the kitchen talking about, you know, rental agreements and stuff, and then they just started making out, and then a few days later they had sex, and she's not even bisexual. But there you go, that's a sexy story, huh? A dirty little secret. One girl once told me she worked as a horse riding instructor, not because she liked horses, but because she always had orgasms on horses. She'd had her first orgasm riding horses, and that's why she loved riding horses. So, I know if you tell a lot of this stuff to the average vanilla guy, the average square guy, he would be shocked. He goes into denial. If he finds out a girl's lay count, her real lay count, he feels disgusted. This all comes from the pedestalization, purity fantasy, angel thing that those guys have. It just reveals. This is what's interesting online, even within the pickup community, when guys are writing about these good girls, bad girls, settling down with high quality women, etc., it reveals a lack of real world sexual experience across the board. And if you're a day gamer, what's great is you're not just meeting girls in nightclubs, you're meeting the architect, the Mormon, the Muslim girl, the hairdresser, the MILF, the 18-year-old girl, the virgin, etc., etc. You're dating them quickly, you're doing the three-date, you're doing the one-hour same-day lay, you're doing some of those crazy experiences like the toilet pull you can read about on the blog that one of the guys sent me. You have this vast range of sexual experiences, way more than any laboratory scientist will ever have. And you think, wow, this is the reality of the sexual marketplace that you can read about in Robin Baker's Sperm Wars. Yeah, a great book on dirty little secrets. And here's the plug. If you want to see Tom Torero getting up to some of these shenanigans and some real dirty little secrets of girls with me, you can see them and hear them. You can hear things like girls with boyfriends, a girl with a husband. That's the kinkiest one on there. The English doctor who's married and a complete nympho, a virgin, outdoor sex, a threesome. That is my infield video product, Stealth Seduction. I've got to plug something, but it really is for guys that say, oh, Tom, the YouTube stuff is for beginners or it's too vanilla. Well, you've got to see the real stuff that I can't put on YouTube. Stealth Seduction. A lot of the times when I was editing that, I was thinking, fuck me, this is going to make the square vanilla guy cry when he hears what girls actually do, right? Shocking for me. And as I said, I've had 10 years of seeing what women actually do. But if you need a slap in the face, if you're a little bit naive, then there you go. And once again, underline this, write it down, block capital letters. Be non-judgmental, because your first instinct might be to get really angry and say, oh, sluts, or I can't believe it, or bitches, or women are lying. Why do they have these secrets? Well, stop. And let's go back to the beginning. Think of your secrets. Think of your good habits, how you can be the nice, sweet boy with your family members and co-workers. But also think of your dirty secrets, your guilty pleasures in the dark that nobody will ever find out about. The things you've done, the fucked up things you've done, the fucked up things you think about. And now apply that to all those people around you and the girl sitting in front of you on the date, right? She watches porn, or she definitely masturbates. She thinks about sex during the day, right? She pees in the shower. She farts. She has smelly feet. She has sex with guys she doesn't like, right? If the sex is good, this is an amazing thing to find out. Women don't need to like you to have sex with you. They'll have sex with the guys that treat them badly, with the bad boys, of course, with the guy that's got out of prison, if the sex is good, if it's fast and it's raw and it turns her on, if she can come, yeah? And many girls, when they are actually having sex with you, they're also, not because of your bad performance, but just because of the way the female mind works, she's also imagining weird, fucked up fantasies in her head, pervy situations, dominance, stuff she's always fantasized about that gets her off. Specific things get girls off, right? With guys, it's a bit more like push button A, B, you get C. Yeah, but with girls, Jesus, you know, it's the fantasies, it's the emotion. So the more you can trigger in that, listen to the sex podcast, listen to the Secret Society podcast, the more you can turn around, the more she will come back for more. But be non-judgmental. Please be non-judgmental. Stop the whole, you know, being a keyboard pickup artist, getting angry with the cheap sluts. Because you, my friend, are just as much as a cheap slut of a cheap slut, a dirty bastard. And that's fine. That's what makes me human. That's what makes you human. All right, so get off your moral high horse and come and enjoy these guilty pleasures. That was podcast 148. Stay horny, my friends. Ta-da. Found by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire.